a medley of tunes from Camelot by Lerner and Lowe, performed by Richard Heyman and his orchestra. Starting off this hour on Classical WMUK 89.9 FM and streaming at WMUK.org. That sets us up perfectly to talk with two founders of Farmers Alley Theater, Rob Weiner and Jeremy Koch. Thank you for joining me this morning here on Classical WMUK.
Good morning,
Thanks for having us, Carol. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. You know, that Camelot was taking me back just now. And, you know, with yesterday being the anniversary of JFK's assassination and then the performance we did, and just hearing that music just fills your heart, I'm telling you, with I don't know, some sort of emotion there, but that was beautiful.
Rob, you are always so good at sensing and capturing the gestalt of what's happening in your programming for the theater. And a reminder to listeners that Farmer's Alley presented a chamber version of Camelot just last season, I believe. And I had such a wonderful time with the cast, as I do every time that you bring in and assemble an amazing group of people locally and from outside to make an incredible high-level production for Farmers Alley Theater. Just looking back over the years, Rob and Jeremy, I've had such a blast talking to your casts. There's something about theater that brings so much life and light to a simple interview and beyond.
Well, thank you, Kara. We
always couldn't agree more.
Marvelous. Marvelous folks. And so, By Request, which is available now to stream online, features many of those people who have brought light and life to your stage over the seasons. And perhaps you can describe why we see what we see. I think the interesting thing here is that you decided not to totally curate this yourselves.
Well, Kara, if you're interested in taking one of those trips down memory lane, remembering some of those shows, By Request, which is streaming right now through Sunday the 29th, is the perfect event for you because we created this concert based on our 12-year history so far via fan voting. We sent out a survey to our loyalists and fans, and anyone who saw us on Facebook could have voted, and we asked them questions like, what is your favorite classic musical that Farmers Alley has produced? Or what song would you like Jeremy Koch to sing from his repertoire at Farmers Alley Theater? What kids show would you like to see represented? About a dozen different questions, and through those questions and answers, we created this fabulous concert called By Request, where we're using some archival footage, plus some new performances that we were able to record very safely a few weeks ago at Farmers Alley Theater, as well as some of those out-of-town performers giving stellar performances from their living room. And not just songs, we've got scenes recreated and monologues as well. So it's really a fond, warm look back at all the highlights of Farmers Alley Theater. And I know the fans are going to love it because they're the ones who put it together for us.
And it's available right now. FarmersAlleyTheater.com is your website. What is the process to have a look at By Request?
Right. So this is a...
Well, once you go to the...
Sorry.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, well, I was just going to, once you go to the website, FarmersAlleyTheater.com, you will see the imagery for By Request, and you click on Get Tickets, and it walks you through the process, and you do have to create an account on Broadway On Demand, which is the streaming platform that we're using to show this event. But once you do that, you'll be walked through it, and you'll get a special code, and then you can watch the show anytime, 24/7, between now and November 29th. You can watch it via Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Roku, smartphone, tablet, computer. There are so many different ways to do it. In fact, last night, Rob and I were doing a streaming event with Adam called What's Happening Live, and it dawned on me that you can even connect your laptop via an HDMI cable to your smart TV, and that would have helped. There was someone I was trying to help, and I didn't even think of that a couple of nights ago. So many different ways to watch this from the comfort of your own couch.
I don't mind you getting nerd technical about this, because for me personally, it has been frustrating to know that I have access to some of these live events from local organizations, but it only looks, I can only watch on my phone, or I haven't figured out all the different ways to, you know, immerse myself on the home screen, you know, the big one.
We're all learning. This is a new frontier of technology, of ways to sort of take in different arts in a variety of ways. But if you do go online to Farmers Alley Theater and purchase a ticket like you would normally do for a live event, you then receive a confirmation email with step-by-step instructions. And if you follow those and your reading comprehension is good, you should be able to figure that out. But if you have any issues, you can always contact us. We have our email address along with that confirmation that you get. If there are any hiccups, Jeremy or myself or Adam, our operators are standing by to help you.
Thank you. I have good reading comprehension, but I probably will still need one or two or three or four tries. Just, you know.
All I can say is if my dad was able to figure it out, I have full confidence that the rest of our patrons, you know, and the response we've gotten so far from the patrons who watched it this past weekend has been really wonderful to receive. One of our patrons has already watched it 3 times, she said. And that's something where, like Jeremy said, you can watch it as many times as you want. You can pause it. You can skip through a section if you see me on the screen, or you know, anything like that. So it's really at your fingertips.
I know that this is available through the 29th, which is Sunday, and it has a huge variety. You said archived performances, brand new performances, and performances by artists. I mean, what was the conversation you had when you reached out to old cast members, or you know, from productions long ago, and said, "Our viewers, our patrons want to see you sing this song again"?
We're so lucky to have some of the best talent, not only in Kalamazoo but across the country, and not just talent, but just the generosity of spirit. You know what I mean? The kind of attitude and work ethic and just the heart and soul, the types of people that you would want as friends or family, and we consider them to be that. So, you know, when I reach out to someone like David Miyoko or Scott Moreau and Michelle Duffy or Terry Bibb, and I say, hey, you know, our fans would love to hear you recreate this song. Or in the case of Michelle Duffy, hey, could you sing a song from Bright Star, which was a show that we were supposed to have done this past June that she was going to star in. They never hesitate. They never hesitate, you know, whatever you want, whatever you need. And that's the kind of people that they are. And we're so lucky to have them. And, you know, to feature local talent like Whitney Weiner and Estefan Kaiser and Jesus Barajas, you know, it's just a real good assortment of talent. And I got to do a shout out to some of the people, you know, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. The musicians, you know, a 3-piece band led by Catherine A. Walker, featuring Cam Taylor and Dave Van Haren. And then Kathy Millay put a ton of time into directing and writing and conceiving and putting it all together, director of this piece, and got Roger Burley there, stage manager, and Lynn Potts, the lighting designer, and then our friends at Texture House and Public Media Network are the ones who did the audio and video capture and engineering and editing. So a real great team, and just real grateful to all of them.
Jeremy Koch and Rob Weiner are founders of Farmers Alley Theater. And if I may, I don't want to spend our whole allotted time talking about this, but you said, you know, what's going on behind the scenes involves a lot of teamwork and directing and shooting and even music. Last week, there was a news story, pretty much a national story, that the Television and Film Union and the Live Theater Union had gotten together to work out some issues in pandemic times about what is film, what is theater, and when you film theater, who shares in the division of work? Is that something you noticed and or have to contend with?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually it is. We're happy to work with, you know, we have a great working relationship with Actors Equity Association, which represents Broadway performers and stage managers. Mm-hmm. The SAG-AFTRA is more of a TV and film realm, but we have worked with them as well. So, yeah, it's a tricky question, right? You know, who handles the union protection for, you know, people who are involved in streaming theater? Because it's half theater and it's half, you know, streamed like a film or TV show. So, yes, we saw that article, and we are glad that, you know, these unions are coming together and making some concessions and work, you know, partnerships there so that it will help theaters like Farmers Alley be able to understand and know what to do moving forward.
Your production with Dewandra Lampkin last month, wonderfully produced, with as much more than just a fixed camera that filmed the stage the whole time. It was a much more elaborate production than that. And so it does seem like you're crossing over into what is television or what is and what is live theater.
Right, right. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just want to create great pieces of art, whatever you want to call them. You know, we have a deep, deep love for live theater, gathering people together to hear a story and to bring it to life with a little bit of magic and a lot of hard work. But, you know, at this point where we can't gather, you know, our normal 100-110 member audience into our small little theater, how else can we bring entertainment to people? How can we make them think and laugh and cry? And we have to bring it to their homes virtually. And so that's really what we want to do. I mean, all the other stuff is just sort of the nuts and bolts of it. But, you know, the prize is that we get to create something. You know, Rob and I as theater makers and theater artists, that's what's exciting. And that's what gives us so much joy, is being able to create something and to show it to an audience that appreciates it.
And just to piggyback on what Jeremy's talking about, you know, the aspect of live theater is obviously what Farmers Alley Theater is best at. But we're learning this new normal, you know, as we would say. And, you know, we so want to get back with our live audiences. But until we can do that, we're learning this new process. We're bringing the theater to you. And as far as the future is concerned, my thoughts are that until there is a full ready vaccine for the coronavirus, because I know a lot of our patrons, I will not feel comfortable or safe. They've told us until there is a vaccine. I think that this live plus digital content are going to run parallel with each other for a while. And we have to do our best to try to embrace that in any way that we can, while still maintaining the artistic integrity of all the productions that we're putting forth.
Before we get back to teasing a few more highlights, who's featured, what songs, what scenes we might see with By Request, this is being offered by Farmers Alley Theater as a fundraiser. Rob, perhaps you could tell us where these funds are going to go. Is this a way of surviving the pandemic, or are you looking to the future somehow? What plan do you have?
We were lucky and fortunate enough that we were able to, through our business and through donations and through government loans as well, to keep everybody in Farmers Alley on staff right up until this last fall, and then we had to furlough some folks. So all these artistic folks, you know, because Farmers Alley Theater is professional, are getting paid. And so basically any donations is going to these artists for all the tremendous work they've done. You know, as Adam said last night, there are theaters that are hibernating right now and hopeful to come back, you know, sometime in the near future. And we made a decision to stay connected to our audience in the best way that we can. And whether it's through these streaming offerings that have a purchase ticket, whether it's through donations, or whether it's through our free content that we're putting on our Farmers Alley Theater at Home series on Facebook and YouTube. I mean, so really this is going to the artists. And I mean, the arts is one of the major industries that has been impacted, if not the most, because we were talking about large crowds, large gatherings, you know, singing without face masks or something like that. I mean, this is a huge deal. You know, every month or so, we saw news articles, Broadway's pushed back till May, and then it's September, and now it's January 1st, and now it's going to be not until, you know, 2021, and sometime we're, it's a real thing that is affecting so many people. So that's, again, and it's so apt that Thanksgiving is this week, because we are so grateful to our supporters here in West Michigan and across the country who have kept Farmers Alley Theater alive and thriving, you know, somewhat as a theater in this pandemic. And there's nothing, I think, that affects people more on an emotional level than art. I sometimes talk to people and say, I'm sorry I'm using an analogy about this play or this movie or this TV show, but that's how I connect emotionally to things in my life is through pieces of art. And so if you are willing to donate to Farmers Alley Theater anyway, whether by purchasing a ticket, we have some premium ticket packages that include some really cool offerings, including some swag bags, some special meet and greets with VIPs. Anything you do is helping Farmers Alley Theater, helping local artists, and helping the West Michigan community.
That's at farmersalleytheater.com. And I didn't realize that participating in by request, by buying a ticket, helps keep people right here in West Michigan employed and with a little income coming their way during a time when they just can't do their work as much as they might want to.
That's right. And it also, you know, it helps keep us moving forward. We do have things planned. We have another event in December called Home for the Holidays that we're putting the finishing touches on right now. And of course, we're looking forward to 2021. We anticipate some more virtual events early in 2021, but we want to reopen our doors. And as Rob said, you know, the arts industry is hit so hard. And I think smaller theaters like Farmers Alley are going to be hit the hardest, because even if, you know, we're able to open our doors, let's say in April of 2021, hypothetically, there could still be restrictions like 50% or something. And, you know, 50% of Farmers Alley is only 50 seats, as opposed to Miller Auditorium, which might be, you know, 1,500 is still able to come in because they have 3,000 total. So, you know, that's another way to look at it, which is that we might, you know, Farmers Alley might need a little extra help there.
Very good. I'm speaking with Jeremy Koch and Rob Weiner of Farmers Alley Theater. This current production is available to stream through November 29th. It's called By Request, and it features a whole host of highlights from past productions, newly recorded bits, and most importantly, pieces chosen by fans of Farmers Alley for the last 12 seasons. Why not give away a few more highlights of By Request?
Well, I will say, and we've all been, especially this month, you know how important voting is, and some of these questions came down to like one or two votes. So there was like, what song would you like the Nene Le Koch, what show would you like Nene Le Koch to sing from? And by two votes, a performance from The Secret Garden was voted in, and that sequence is beautiful and emotional. Again, my wife, Whitney Weiner, again, two votes separated, and she's singing a song from the Great American Trailer Park Musical, which is one of the highlights of Farmers Alley Theater's 12-year history. That was our first season we performed that. We remounted it in season two because it was so popular. We even did the Christmas version a few years back. But what I want to talk about, Cher, is from our very first season, we asked folks, what show from season one, way back in 2008, would you like to see recreated? And overwhelmingly, people voted for our very first show, A Few Good Men, where Jeremy, Dean, and I all were in it. My brother Adam directed the show. And so what's really awesome and cool, what Public Media Network was able to do with the editing, we were able to take some archival footage from that very first production from A Few Good Men and then seamlessly transition that into that scene with Colonel Jessup and Daniel Caffey in the courtroom. You know, you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. So,
Jeremy and Michael Streit are two actors who are Caffey and Jessup, reunited for that scene a few weeks ago. And Jeremy, you were telling me it just all came back to you, right?
Oh yeah, it was incredible. I was looking at these lines. You know, there's some big monologues in there. Jessup talked about, you know, you want me on the wall, you need me on the wall, you can't handle the truth because, you know, in deep dark places, you don't want to talk about, you know, you like what I do. And then, you know, my character Dan Caffey is supposed to come back with, you know, you trashed the law and you called the court. And I'm looking at this huge, you know, this paragraph monologue and going, man, am I going to be able to get this back in my brain? Sure enough, I was on a bike ride. I was just like, I'm going to bring this on a bike ride, get some exercise, multitask is sort of what I do. And it just, it did it. I read through it a couple of times, and all of a sudden, next thing I knew, I'm putting the script down, the paper down, and I've got it in my head. So yeah, that's the genius of certain playwrights like Aaron Sorkin, where he's so good with words, and it does really flow off the tongue the way that it really would in real life. And that's a key to being a great writer, and especially a playwright. And it sort of gets lodged in your brain there, and you can sort of recall it.
Did you say Aaron Sorkin?
That was a really good. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, did you say Aaron Sorkin wrote that play?
Yeah, that's an Aaron Sorkin
very
play.
First one of his very first plays, and was the impetus, I think, for also because he wrote The American President, that movie with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening in '95, and that led to The West Wing, of course, and so.
Yeah, I just watched the Chicago 7 movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, another digression.
Wow, Tanya's a pretty good writer. Well, I was just going to make the correlation to like a full circle moment, right? You know, just remembering the fond moments of rehearsing with Mike and, you know, the fact that Mike is Adam and Rob's, you know, stepdad, and just feeling that full circle family thing. And also there's some other great moments where, Von Washington Jr., we show a clip of Fences starring Von Washington Sr. from our second season. And then we morph that into a current day audio clip of Von Washington Jr., you know, talking about, you know, how that was the first show he saw at Farmer's Alley and how he loved seeing his dad on stage. And Von Jr. has graced our stage. And he talks about, you know, the importance of telling important stories, whether it's members from the BIPOC community or LGBTQIA or, you know, people with developmental challenges. So, you know, Farmer's Alley is on the precipice of that as well and knows about the importance of telling those types of stories. And then there's even a moment where my son Jason sings a song from She Loves Me, which is a show that we did and also our second season and a part that I played. So there's a lot of these really cool full circle moments that I think our audiences will really enjoy.
It's called By Request. It's available now, which is nice. I mean, Rob and Jeremy, yeah. I've had a lot of interviews where I'm telling people to hold out until Saturday for a stream. But I love the fact that when I go online, I can get anything I want when I want it is kind of baked in for me. And so that we're talking now and it's like something I can go look at on my lunch hour is ideal, you know? Total convenience.
That's right. You know, we're all like such a millennial, Kara.
We're all so spoiled nowadays. You know, everything is, you know, at the fingertips. And, I want to watch this one episode of Seinfeld from 30 years ago. Okay, I can just find it. Like that.
Yeah.
I'm like telling my kids, I was like, you don't even know what it's like. You don't even sit through commercials. It's, you know, so.
Totally.
Yes, we are spoiled. Totally,
but that is the great thing about it, is that you can just go. I mean, your listeners can go on right now. In fact, I encourage you to do that. If you're listening, go online right now to FarmersValleyTheater.com, grab a ticket. You can watch the opening number and then stop and have some lunch. And then you can watch the next number. Or you can watch the whole thing now and then again tonight with your whole family. But
right.
That's a great thing about the streaming, is that it's available there for you 24/7. You can watch it in parts or multiple times. It's all up to you. You have the control. And we love that part of it.
I know that this pandemic was a complete surprise, but has it made you more, put more energy toward archiving your live productions for the future?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, you know, I'm always looking for silver linings. And this has been a really difficult time for people on a personal level and, of course, for certain businesses, restaurants, you know, arts, et cetera. But one of the silver linings is that, yes, we are looking to continue to capture performances in this way with more high-quality camera and audio equipment so that we will have better archives. But also, I think one really cool idea that has come out of all of this is to have not only a brick-and-mortar subscription, the traditional subscription where someone comes and maybe they see every show at the actual Farmer's Alley, but maybe we also offer a virtual subscription and maybe even a hybrid. And that way, I don't know if you know this, Carol, but some people in Michigan are what we call snowbirds, and they go to warmer climates in the winter. I've never heard of such a thing. I don't do that myself, of course. I'm a brave snow-throwing Michigander. But there are some people who go away for the winter, right? And then they say to me, oh, I'm so sorry we missed your holiday show. You know, they sound so great. Well, now we could send them a link. You know, you could get a hybrid subscription and see the shows live in the warmer days, and then get a link to watch the shows in the winter that they may be missing out on. So I think that is a silver lining that Rob and I are looking at.
Well, and
Jeremy, hold on, I'm sorry. Did you call yourself a Michigander there? Does New Jersey know that you're cheating on them?
New Jersey.
I am a Jersey boy, but I'm here now and I love it here, and this is where my family is, and you know, my theater company. So I've got to give some Michigander props.
I don't think Jeremy would call himself a Michigander unless he felt like a Michigander.
That's right. All good. Well, that's just all the more reason to embrace this community that we have so much. And it's because of this community that our theater is alive, that this performance even exists. When you talk about the archive footage, you go back to shows that we've done in the past. And when you watch this, shows like Cabaret, Next to Normal, The Producers, some of our biggest hits ever, to go back and see some of that footage is going to be really awesome for our fans and supporters. And if you're new to Farmer's Alley Theater, it's just a great full meal concert. So after your full meal on Thursday, because this has got, and D. Terry Williams is going to be so happy that there are scene work. And he's like, we always do a fundraiser and it's just songs from musicals. Well, there's lots of really cool stuff. We've got a tribute to all the comedies of Farmer's Alley Theater, A Few Good Men, Fences, like Jeremy talked about. So it's really a full encapsulating evening of entertainment.
Mm-hmm. It's all available by clicking on farmersalleytheater.com. And before we go, Rob and Jeremy, I heard something about a holiday presentation. That must be coming up very soon.
Yes, Home for the Holidays is our love letter to not only the holiday times and our friends and family, but also Farmer's Alley as our artistic home, and then Kalamazoo, of course, as our, you know, literal home city, and some of the great organizations that also live and work here. And so that runs December 12th, well, it streams December 12th through the 24th. Tickets are available now. If you go to farmersalleytheater.com, you'll see the imagery for that show as well. And you're going to get some of those familiar classics, even some new songs that you've never heard before. And again, another great mix of talent, not only some of your Farmer's Alley favorites, but we're also featuring homegrown talent. So just using that word home over and over again, I kept thinking, how else can we use the word home? So homegrown talent, you know, those people, those great artists that have grown up here, either maybe from birth, you know, and they went to school in the Kalamazoo or Portage Public School System, or maybe some people who went to Western Michigan University or K College and now have left Kalamazoo, but, you know, we still consider them part of our home. And so we're featuring songs sung by, you know, people like Andrea Arvanigian or Annika Garcia DeGraff. And I even have an original world premiere song coming in from Jiraiya Kwame Fleming. And so Jiraiya Kwame wrote a brand new song called Candy Cane Lane. And if you want to hear Jiraiya, of course, starred in our production of Avenue Q as Gary Coleman.
Yes.
And went to Western. And he's a phenomenal talent. He's blowing up as a singer-songwriter. And you're going to want to definitely hear this original world premiere song. So get your tickets now.
That's next month, or in just a week or two's time here.
Bye. Yeah, I can't believe it's coming out so quickly.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll get back together to preview that as well, the holiday presentation of Farmer's Alley Theater. And right now we are encouraging people to take a look at By Request, and for a great cause. It helps support those workers in theater who have lost a lot of work in West Michigan and beyond. So thank you for that, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Kara. Always a pleasure. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I've been listening to a new album from jazz pianist Fred Hirsch, which he recorded at home. And here's a cover of Wichita Lineman, reminding me of the Million Dollar Quartet show from Farmer's Alley just a few seasons ago for the holidays.